not play into the greatest strength of a foundation, which is to allow organizations to do something that they'd love to do, but that they would not be able to do, but for the foundation becoming engaged. So Emerald Corridor, that was a decision to try to focus ourselves in those areas where the greatest number of people live, where we could have some political impacts, and where we would be, let me say one other precursor. A large amount of money was coming into environmental philanthropy in the Northwest, and much of that money was being focused upon conservation issues rather than urban and human environmental issues. So we were, up to that point, scattered across them. In fact, when I first arrived at the foundation, a huge fraction of our effort was going into trying to save the ancient forests, which were rapidly being shredded. But now that was more and more being covered. In fact, there are a couple of philanthropies that it would not be too big an exaggeration to say that the farther away you are from the nearest human settlement, the more likely they are to fund you. And this was also at a time when there was getting to be more and more environmental opposition, and we wanted to make sure that we were doing things that were relevant in population centers where we could get votes to could be pro-environment votes. So with all of that, the environmental corridor was basically a focus upon the big three cities west of the Cascades, Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver, British Columbia.